You hear that?
Yes, I did.
You sound weird.
Pardon?
You sound like you're in a box.
Oh, I have a bad cold.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
It's not the thing?
Pardon?
It's not the telephone?
No, I don't think so, honey. I think it's just because I have a bad cold.
How sick are you?
Well, last night I was really yuck and had a lot of discomfort, you know, and sneezing and coughing and all of that. And today it's just my voice and my throat and my nose is running and, you know, the general yuckies. But I'm okay.
Yeah.
Just kind of got the yuckies, you know. But this too shall pass.
I guess so.
Yes.
Hey,
how are you?
All right.
Good.
We just turned my queen-size bed sideways to see if a king-size would fit in here.
And?
I think it's going to.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, did you go get it?
No, ma'am, not yet. It's getting bad up here.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to make sure it fit, and I was going to go try to check into it tomorrow. You can ask in a minute. Huh?
Yeah. Well, the road's going to be even worse tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to get real bad.
Is it?
Yes. They're calling for anywhere from 10 to 12 inches for us.
Oh, my goodness. I
yes.
think we're 4 to 6.
Yeah, yeah. And they said we could have up to a foot of snow. I said, this is not good.
No.
And when I got off work this afternoon, I said, well, I'll run by and pick up a few groceries. Doug, I could not get out 25.
Why?
The traffic.
Oh, really?
It was terrible.
Did you go get groceries?
Why, no. I turned around and came home.
Yeah.
I said, I've got enough to get by on.
Yeah. That's like we're needing chicken from Sam's, but all of us are too sorry to go.
Yeah.
I think we've decided we can live on macaroni and tuna.
Well, I said I will have macaroni and cheese for supper before I will fight with
you. We had fish last night.
Fish?
Yes.
How was it?
It was fish.
Yeah, how'd you fix it?
Grilled it.
Uh-huh.
It was tasteless.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I baked some one time and did it in the same mixture that we used on the chicken.
That's what Sam used.
Pardon?
That's Sam done that.
Uh-huh.
And it just, it was okay, but it wasn't what none of us expected, I don't think.
Well, but then I baked mine.
Oh, did you?
I didn't grill it. I baked it.
Yeah.
And baked was pretty good.
Yeah.
Dad and I ate it anyway.
Yeah, well, we ate this. I mean, it wasn't that terrible.
Yeah.
It's just $5 a pound, there's a lot better food that can be bought.
Yeah. When I grill fish, I don't put anything on it but just a little bit of lemon juice.
Yeah.
And that it makes it much better. But let me tell you, I've discovered the most wonderful recipe for making chicken gravy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I do my chicken just, you know, just cut all the fat and everything off of it, spray my pan with Pam.
Yeah.
Put my chicken in there, put the pepper and the salt and the paprika on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just cook it at about 250 degrees in, oh, what, about 8 or 10 minutes on each side.
Yeah.
Just, you know, till it's done, and then take it out of the pan. And then I take my milk and put, for every 2 cups of milk that you want to make, use a fourth of a cup of flour.
Yeah.
And just put your fourth of a cup of flour in a little bowl and put some milk in it, just make a paste out of it, you know, and then stir the rest of your milk into it, and then pour that whole mixture right into your pan where your paprika and everything is.
Yes, ma'am.
Son, it's wonderful.
I've made it like that a couple times up here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, I made it that way the other night. Daddy and I just loved it.
I do, too.
We sent Cecil a big bowl of it. Daddy said he would just, like a hog eating slop.
Yeah.
Dad said he was just having a ball, you know, with that gravy. And I told Daddy, I said, well, you can have gravy like this because, I mean, this is virtually fat-free.
Yeah.
You know. And so we really enjoyed it. We've had it twice here lately.
Yeah.
And we really enjoyed it. It's wonderful.
You sure about Stacy's car breaking down?
Yes, what happened?
It was alternator. They had to put a new one on it.
Gee. Surprise.
Yeah.
Did you say shockaroo?
No, I didn't say too much.
Yeah. So did they come up and do it, or they do it at the garage?
They done it at the garage.
So what'd they charge her?
$200.
Oh, son.
$175.
Oh, son.
Ask Dad how much an alternator is. Is he there?
No, he had a meeting tonight that he had to go to.
I'm pretty sure an alternator costs quite a bit.
Oh, I think about 60.
Yeah. Do what, Sam? For a new alternator? I figured. But that's counting the toll and everything, Mom.
Yeah.
So it ain't that big a rip off.
That's terrible, though.
Yeah.
To have to spend that kind of money when you had tried to tell them back in the
earlier. I mean, it ain't my fault.
Oh, I know that, because you tried. Well, is she up there tonight?
No, she's in Richmond.
Oh, law, she's going to get snowed in.
Yep.
Yeah.
But she's got tests tomorrow. If it snows too much, I'm going to go get her. I ain't going to let her sit in that dorm room all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, boy, you be careful, hon.
Yeah. If I go, I'll take Steph's cellular phone and everything.
Yeah, because the way they're talking, I mean, it's supposed to get really bad. And we're supposed to have ice.
Yeah.
And then snow.
I don't think we're supposed to have ice.
No, they're not calling for ice for you all, but we're supposed to get ice tonight or sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah.
And then snow. And it's been sleeting here since about 3:30.
Yeah, it's
or maybe about 3. It probably started about 3.
Yeah.
That it's sleeting, and now it's just, I mean, it's pretty heavy sleet right now. You know, the driveway's white looking with it. But we haven't had any snow yet. It's just all been sleet.
Yeah.
But Daddy had to go to a meeting tonight, and I don't know what time he'll get home.
Well, what kind of meeting? Safety?
No, they called him and told him that Maurice would be by to pick him up, and they were going to have a meeting and have dinner and everything, you know. So that's what he's
thinking. Hope it ain't bad.
Oh, me too. They've bought a mine over somewhere around Hazard. I said, oh, no. I do not think I would like to go to Hazard now. We could spend the springtime there trying to dig out.
Yeah.
But we'll do what we have to, won't we?
I guess.
Ah, we will, honey.
Jared, they're moving a new Toyota plant to Kentucky.
Beg your pardon?
They're moving a new Toyota headquarters to Kentucky.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Where?
The North American headquarters in Boone County. I don't know where at. It's north of Lexington here, though.
Wow, son. That sounds exciting.
It's supposed to open, guess when?
January.
In a year.
1 year.
Yep.
But you know they're going to have management in place before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said most of the people would be brought in from other places, other Toyota places in the country.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it'll open something up at Georgetown.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it will.
Yeah. I've heard Toyota ain't a great place to work, but it would be a good place to start.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it not a great place?
I've heard it's a great place if you're a blue-collar worker, not much of a place if you're a white-collar worker.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they try to keep the upper echelons for the Japanese.
Do what? I didn't hear you.
I said I guess they try to keep the upper echelons of it.
Yeah, I've heard that they do.
Yeah, for the Japanese.
Yeah.
But now, see, that's where Jackie works, and Jackie makes about $20 an hour.
Yeah, but see, she's a blue-collar worker.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you couldn't ask for no better.
Right, she works on the assembly line.
Right.
So, well, you know, there's a place out there, son. I know the good Lord will just give you the right job at the right time.
Yep.
He's always took care of us. He's not going to change
now. That's what
I
say.
He's not going to change now.
I'm not really that worried about it. I'm more worried about a summer job right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, are you putting in applications? Or?
Yeah, I sent out 20 this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get the Sunday paper and see if there's any part-time openings.
Uh-huh.
If I get a part-time during the semester that would carry into a summer job, I'd go ahead and switch jobs right now.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't work where you are this summer, would they not
pay you? I could if it came to a last resort, I would work there, but I sure don't want to.
Yeah. Would they not pay you enough?
Huh?
Would they not pay you enough?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, you got to go where you can make the most money, son.
Yeah. I would like to find somewhere where I can make about $11 an hour.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, you deserve at least that much for your education.
Yeah.
You need that much. But anyway, well, how's every other thing?
All right.
Good.
Wait just a minute. I'm getting ripped off, pal. The reason I'm so sorry is because I ain't getting paid nothing. Okay.
Okay. What's the matter?
I'm arguing with Sam.
Oh, this is not the time. to be arguing with Sam. So did you talk to Jay?
Yeah, I sure did.
How's he?
All right, I failed this PIN number thing trying to call him. I don't know what happened. I crashed the system somehow.
How'd you do wrong?
I don't know what I done.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through to him, so I just called him.
Uh-huh.
He said he'll probably be back this way in June somewhere.
Oh, is that right?
Said he's going to work out there a year.
Uh-huh.
That would be about it.
Yeah.
So said when he went out there, he said he's going to work at least a year, so he's going to go ahead and do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then he's coming back here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's he going to do here?
I don't know. He's going to save up some money and just try to find something.
Uh-huh.
He said as little money as I'm getting, I can find something around there and make it.
Yeah.
So,
what about Lonnie B?
I don't know. I ain't talked to him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not since Christmas.
It's not since Christmas?
No.
Okay.
I hope he finds something. But.
Well, I do too. You know. And he will.
Yeah.
Something will come up. But, anyway.
Everything else all right there?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. It's just cold.
Yeah.
You know. When I come in this evening, I filled up Daddy's stoker and took out the ashes and got in the coals and everything here. Well, I had to.
Yeah, I guess.
Because Daddy won't be home till I don't know when, so I had to do it.
He didn't know nothing about it till today?
He knew about it last night.
Oh, so did he take a change of clothes?
Honey, I don't know if he did or not.
Yeah.
Or if he was just going in his work clothes, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. How's your new job going?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Are you
liking it or?
Well, I will once I get everything ironed out, and you know, it's a lot of ironing, huh? Yeah, yeah, and you know, people sometimes are. I mean, you think somebody's you know supporting you in something until it comes down to it, and you know, not one person came and said, "Well, I'm really glad for you," or "Congratulations," or you know, so that kind of hurt my feelings, but yeah. Feelings mend.
Yeah.
So I said, get over it.
Your family did.
That's right. My family's always proud of me.
Yep.
And we're proud of each other.
Yep.
Yes.
Nobody at all said anything?
No, not one person. Not one single person said anything.
Well.
And I said, okay.
Do they all know it?
Yeah, he sent out a memo. Yeah, he sent out a memo. And, you know, of course, like Stacy and them, they already felt like I was, you know.
Yeah.
And, but even after he made it official, not one person said anything to me. So that kind of hurt my feelings. And then I said, get over it and get on with it, you know. So,
yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Just get on with it. And it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't told me what kind of a raise I'll get.
Well,
but
you don't know when you get your paycheck.
I guess.
There is one.
It would be, well, there better be, you know. And I think there will be.
Yeah.
It just may not be as much as I hope it is, you know.
Yeah.
What are you hoping,
a couple thousand a year?
Well, I hope 15%. I hope I get a 15%.
Oh, my goodness, Mom.
Well, I think I should.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I think $100 a week.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
You got high expectations there, don't you?
Yes, I do. For as hard as I work, you know, and the effort I put into it, I feel like there should be a 15% increment with it. But
don't be surprised if you don't get it.
Yeah, I won't,
you know. That's a lot from the state.
I guess. We'll just hope. You know, but we'll
anybody else, I'd agree, but the state is just tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
Oh, well, that's life, I guess. Life in the fast lane.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Good.
I'm a little bit tired. I'm going to get to bed here for too long. I hadn't slept good at all this
week. Well, Dad and I were talking about it last night, and I told him that I told you to go ahead and get that bed because you got to have a good night's rest now.
Yeah.
You just got to because you can't function if you don't.
He
said that's the truth. Of course, he's snoring when he said it.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, we just both agree you've got to have a good bed, son, to lay down on at night.
You want me to go ahead and pay for it, and y'all just get it later, Mom?
Pardon?
You want me to go ahead and pay for it?
Have you got that kind of cash?
Well.
I mean, I'd just as soon pay you payments as to pay the credit card company and save me a lot of interest.
Yeah. I mean, it don't matter. I was just, if it's real tight there at the house and everything, I can get it for now. But, I mean, I would need the money before the end of the semester.
Yeah. Well, I can pay you back.
Or birthday money or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want, I mean, if you put it on your credit card, I'll pay for it as I can.
Yeah.
If you pay for it yourself, I'll pay you off $100 a month.
I just hate for it to be a year before you can pay it off and have to pay all that interest.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how things are there. I don't know how the credit card bills are looking and
everything. Very bad.
Are they?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But that's life, honey. If you want to go ahead, can you afford to do that?
I could, yeah.
Okay. Well, and then I'll just pay you back $100 a month. Will that be okay?
Yeah.
Can you do it that way?
I'd rather do that. It's just whatever you'd rather do.
Well, I don't care. As long as you get the bed, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And didn't you tell me it's going to be around $400?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you do, just let me know.
Okay.
All right.
But
that will be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking out loud.
Yeah. That's, you know.
I didn't know if the house paid off, how quick things were going to be able to pay bills off, or how things were.
Oh, things are tight, son.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Sissy's money, you know. But things are tight.
Yeah.
And they always will be, though, till we get everybody through school. So, you know. But we want you to have your bed, and however you do it is fine. And just let me know what you decide to do.
Okay.
All right. Leave it at that. Okay. What else?
Okay. I was just wondering.
Okay.
I just hate to go out and get it, but I know I need it too. So.
Right. Right.
You
well, it's bad.
You know how that is.
Yes. But I know that it's bad for your back if you don't have a good bed.
Yeah.
Okay. How's the apartment doing?
Real good.
Yeah. It's like it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the doggies are fine.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
What brought that up?
Nothing. Sparky's just laying here looking at me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
We was watching a show on TV today. They said the bulldog's the third dumbest dog.
The third dumbest?
Yes. Like they can't bite.
Oh, come on. Bulldog's dumb?
That's what I said.
Well, I think Spike is exceptionally smart.
He is.
And he's just got such a personality.
Yeah.
I just can't believe somebody would make that statement.
I can't either, Mom.
Yeah.
None of them other dogs were talking.
Yes. My, my, my. Sparky's laying here licking these bars. That drives me crazy when he does that. But anyway, Spike comes straight in and went to his house.
Did he?
Yeah. It's cold out here, Mom. Let me in this house.
Cold, cold, cold.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been more pretty birds eating this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I said by the time tomorrow it's snowing, they'll be flocked around out there.
Pretty bird, pretty bird.
Yeah, much of pretty birds. Yeah. Did Stephanie call Belinda?
She's going to tonight.
Oh, you still got tonight to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where we all messed our PIN numbers up.
Uh-huh.
I guess she's got to call and get another one.
Oh, really? Did you have to get another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know how it happened. When I hit one, it hung up, though, on Jay the other night.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what I done wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about Sam's?
It done the same thing. I tried using his, and I crashed it.
So did he get a new one?
Yeah, I got him a new one today.
Okay. So who are you going to call with it?
Sam's going to.
Uh-huh.
He's probably going to call Frank or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Or he may call the house tonight. Who knows what he'll do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, somebody could call their grandma because you can't talk to grandma for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have to talk 30 minutes.
They want you to talk at least 10.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's long enough, you know.
Yeah.
But you could probably talk to grandma for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But they don't want you to change conversation persons either, do they?
I don't think so. I don't think it really matters, though.
Yeah, oh, no, I think they said that it had to be the same two people.
So I can't let Sam and Steph talk right now?
That was my understanding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what Sister said.
Oh, can she talk on the phone to you all right now or not? She don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. That was my understanding is that it had to be the same two people talking the whole time, you know, that you were doing it. But anyway, we've talked long enough if you're through talking.
I just keep on yakking.
All right.
I'm a good yakker.
Talk to me then.
I don't know. I'll probably go get that bed tomorrow.
All right.
I'll deliver it.
Yes. I like that.
Okay. Why? She needs you to work. Look up the word leader, L-E-A-D-E-R, in the encyclopedia and call her back sometime tonight.
Leader?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be in the encyclopedia.
I don't either. I think it'll just be in Webster's.
Right. I don't think leader will be in the encyclopedia.
Yeah. Well, he wants to check. She wants to check and make sure because she's got to do a project about a leader.
Okay.
Wants to make sure.
Okay.
She has to get some kind of, shut up. She has to get some kind of reference.
Uh huh.
And they recommended the encyclopedia.
They did recommend it?
No, she just now said they didn't.
Well, why do you want to look it up for them?
You heard her.
What?
Just to have her do it.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. I don't have to have a reason why. I can do that.
I guess so.
All right.
According to her, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is her head better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of
tension? Well, you want to talk to her for just a minute?
No. Was there a lot of tension on campus today?
I reckon. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't go to class today?
Yeah.
Okay.
About that girl?
Uh-huh.
Not a whole lot in graduate school. I don't know how the rest of the campus was. Everybody was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wild.
It is, to me, to just go in and, you know, 4.5 hours later be dead. That
yeah.
Just,
that's like Ebola or something.
Right, right. That just blew my mind, you know.
It makes you wonder what she really had.
Well, and how long she's had it and how long she's been sick, you know.
Yeah.
And the medication that they're giving, we use down here for TB.
Yeah.
For certain strains of TB.
Yeah.
So I was real surprised to see they were using rifampin, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was just real shocking. And I don't know, I've just thought about it so many times today. And I said, I just can't imagine somebody calling from the school and saying, your 19-year-old child is dead.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what's so... so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a... the sorority, they were talking to some of those girls tonight, and they were just devastated.
Yeah.
So I said, that's incredible, you know. But anyway. Well, listen, hon, I love you.
All righty. I'll tell you, Steph, we'll give you a call tonight, or you can call up here sometime tonight.
Okay.
Wait till Dad gets in, tell us what happened.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
Well, he said not to expect him till late.
Okay.
You know, so
well,
I don't have to
give us a call anyway.
Okay.
Late's there, early's here.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Last night I had laid down here on the couch and I was sound asleep when Stephanie called. I didn't hear the phone ring or nothing.
Yeah.
Dad woke me up hollering Mom, and I said, yeah, what, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hardly even think when Stephanie started talking, you know, because I was just out of it. And then I go to bed and I can't go to sleep,
yeah.
You know, because I had that little nap.
Yeah.
And it just interrupted me. So I hate it when I do that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Just give us a call tonight and let us know what happened.
Okay. Is everybody's cars doing good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody except Stacy's.
Well, it is now, isn't it?
Hopefully. I'm about to call her.
If she got it back?
I'll find out here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we love you, children.
All right.
Take care of each other.
All righty.
Bye, honey.
Bye.